I want you to understand tonight that as a pastor, it's my desire that everyone here would hear the truth of the gospel of why Jesus came and how much he loved you and how simple the gift of eternal life is. I was 14 when I trusted Christ as my Savior. I sat in a church service much like this, not a cantata. The Lord touched my heart, and I came forward and trusted him, and that changed my life. And I thought, what better thing could I do in all the world than tell people how to get to heaven? And tonight, this cantata is all about that, in a life of typical lady. It was a normal day back in Jesus' day. The soldier went to work like every day. Only this was a little bit special. It was crucifixion day. They were going to crucify a bunch of criminals. But that's what crucifixion was. It was capital punishment. So they had two thieves and a phony. And they took Jesus and they beat him, scourged him, like they would normally do with, in their opinion, a liar. And one usurping authority. And then the Bible says they took off his robe, him, and put a purple robe and bowed down before him. And they began to make fun of him. They began to mock him. And they went up to him and they spit in his face. It's pretty well a normal scene for the Roman soldier. And then they decided, well, this one's a little bit different. He claims to be God. So they knelt down and said, oh, Holy One. All the soldiers did. And they faked worshiped him. And then they pulled off his robe and let's take him to the hill. Crucify. They took him to the hill, laid him on the cross, and nailed him to the cross. Then they raised it up, dropped it in the hole. You could hear the thud all over the mountain, and the groan. And then they looked up after they did the third one, and it was his job to stand guard, to make sure no one set him free, make sure he suffered enough. For you see, crucifixion was designed to last a long time, a day or two. As you would pull up on the nails, push up on the nails, you could take a breath of air. Then as you hung, you couldn't breathe. Your body couldn't get oxygen. So you'd pull up again, and that lasted for a day or two. It was an agony. It was punishment for being a criminal. The one on the right and one on the left, they deserved it. They're murderers, thieves. The one in the middle, well, he's a fake. And then things begin to change. The two thieves were cursing him. And one of the thieves paused and said, after he looked up to heaven and said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. One of the thieves said, why would he say that in the middle of death? And then he began to say various things. Mother, behold your son. He took care of his mother while he's hanging on the cross. Wow, who does that? Then one thief turned to him and said, Lord, would you remember me when you come into your kingdom? His heart broke. He thought Jesus was real. And Jesus looked at him and said, today, you'll be with me in paradise. And then it was like somebody flipped a light switch. It went dark. The sun refused to shine. The moon didn't shine. The stars went away. It was pitch black. And for 3 hours, it was total darkness. They could hear him cry out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then they heard these words. It is finished. Tetelestai. And he died. And that soldier that went to work on a typical day said, that was not a normal thief. The sun doesn't stop shining. They don't ask for forgiveness. In Mark chapter 15, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion, which stood over against him, saw that he so cried out, it is finished, he said, truly, this man was the Son of God, the first convert of Jesus Christ after his death. Tonight, you could come to him too. And that's what this drama and play are all about. Coming to Christ. We'll pray, and then you'll enjoy I Heard the Bells. Lord Jesus, tonight, will you bless all that are involved? Would you fill them with your spirit, with memory, with the ability to sing with all of their hearts, and to speak? Lord, would you bless them tonight? Allow your word to be clear, just like it was that night when you hung on the cross and it went dark and you touched the heart of the soldier. Lord, would you touch hearts here tonight? In your name I pray. Amen.